This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Today's story was submitted by Myrna Subdi for publication in Greenbush, Minnesota, 1905 to 2005 Centennial Book. Information came from Kenneth Lungas, Merlin Subdi, and the Greenbush Tribune. Often roads were the incidental byproducts of ditching. When the dredges piled up ditch dumps in certain locales, the ditch spoils were leveled for roads. One time, when area residents complained the dredging companies hadn't leveled the banks very well, a Tribune article offered the explanation that the purpose of the ditching was for drainage and not for roads. County Road 29, now 170th Avenue, in southwest Hiram, was probably built before 1913. Several years ago, Julius, nicknamed Ted Johnson, told about the floating dredge that built the road in the area through the bog south of the ridge. When he asked his brother Harold if he remembered it, Harold replied, "How could I remember that? I wasn't even born then." Also, Jens Peterson had a picture of the dredge dating 1910 when it was cleaning Two Rivers South Branch in that area. In very early days, horses pulled a slip scraper to move dirt. A slip scraper was a metal scoop with two handles. The slip was about 3 feet wide and slightly less deep, with sides rising to about a foot high in the back. The operator tilted the narrow edge of the open scoop into the soil. As the horses moved forward, the slip filled and the operator tilted it back. The bottom was smooth, allowing the slip scraper, loaded with a half yard of material, to slide on top of the ground. To dump, the operator lifted the handles until the edge caught into the ground. It would then tip forward and dump. A Fresno was a scraper or slip that was a bit larger and was more often pulled behind a tractor than with horses. It operated on the same principle as the slip scraper, but was used for hauling the dirt a longer distance. It only had a handle on back. There was a photo included with the article I'm reading from. When the soil was right at hand, the machine in the photo was a big improvement in dirt moving. The machine pulled by oxen had a cutting edge or blade that slid the dirt over to the conveyor chain. The conveyor chain pulled the dirt upward and outward on the conveyor to be dumped onto the road. The picture was probably taken by Sam Thompson, who lived southwest of Greenbush. Later, Caterpillar came out with a power takeoff shaft to drive conveyors. Although swamps made road building troublesome and the black dirt and clay roads were impassable, or nearly so, in spring and after rains, the ridge became an important part of travel. This area had abundant and excellent road gravel on the sand ridge from Peelin to Greenbush and to Badger, as well as many other ridges south and southeast. This gravel made all of our roads into good roads, if they were built right. Building bridges was an added expense made necessary by the big ditches and the river. As machinery like the big Rumleys were developed, the bridges that were adequate for a horse and buggy or horses and wagons were no longer strong enough. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.